In my study, I'm inclined to ponder the relationship between the arts. Music, poetry, painting, theatre and dance and so forth are all very different animals. They all feed off each other, but it seems to me that more practitioners of the arts feed more often at the tables of poetry and, of course, of music, which are related to each other in a way other arts are not. Music is central and number one for me, but it's also one of the factors that have led me to my interest in poetry, something to do with rhythm, the resonance of sound in words. These two arts seem so basic, but one has to remember theatre too was probably where all of them began. It's interesting how some people relate to poetry and some just don't get it. I read in Darwin's autobiography how he lamented the loss of his passion for poetry, and he had been devoted to Shakespeare, Wordsworth, Coleridge. His disciple Richard Dawkins wrote a book about his struggle with it. It's something that doesn't readily sit with scientific rationality, yet many scientists, being educated people, do have a taste for it, a knowledge of it. I think of famously J. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb, who was prompted to quote the Bhagavad Gita about a thousand suns. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds. This when he saw the bomb first explode. My personal journey with poetry is part of the way I live. My city, Melbourne, sort of specialises in grey, bleak afternoons when time seems stiff and glacial. One is more aware of them on weekends when, unless there's something on, or perhaps the football is done with, you've got a certain hunger in the soul. You've got to do something to get out of the house. I like to go to second-hand bookshops around town. I can spend an hour browsing them and walk in a park before I head home for the evening glass. In the shops, you can shuffle around and scan down the shelves. Your mind stretches out with a certain comfort amongst the dust. This is when I feel sane. Philosophy, science, literary criticism. I focus on poetry. I buy and then I read it when I walk. I've built up a nice little collection over some years among the heavyweights. I've got Horace, Marvel, Blake, Wordsworth, Keats, Dickinson, Yeats, and so on. The love poems of Karl Marx. That was a steal at $3. I suppose he should have stuck with that. Or I suppose there would have been someone else like him anyway. And the Norton anthology I bought new. I'm trying to grow a little collection of Chinese stuff too. But the largest section is the Australian. The chronology from Kendall onward is represented. I try to collect some of the publisher's series without being fanatical about it. There's Brennan and Slessor, the Jindy Warabacks, Hope and Wright, Harwood, Porter, Galloway, Wallace Crabbe, and Barry Hill too, notably a volume on William Buckley, a subject close to my heart, and numerous others. I keep reading and exploring and listening when I can. Let's finish with a final word from Frank Galloway.
Great Shark Thrush for Oliver Gasparini. So this is the answer. But what is the question? Gertrude Stein's dying words. Flute voices of the thrushes ripple and trill so that a question's shaped in every tune. Silver inquiries falling from each bill as though all truth resided in their tone. But what the questions are we cannot know. Victorians claimed that they were lovers' pleas. Our century goes for territorial show and martial challenges blown through the trees. Yet to each song the answer is the same. The phrase comes back exactly as it went. Each note burns brightly with its own wild flame. The answer echoes fervour and intent. So all the day in shadow and in sun, question and answer still resound as one.